AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says several people armed with automatic weapons opened fire on police headquarters early this morning.
There might be up to four suspects. And of these suspects, they were shooting at police headquarters and at police officers from different locations.
Brown says a number of bags were left outside the building.
One of those bags have been confirmed by our bomb squad to have explosives in them. Pipe bombs is what has been described to me by our explosive unit.
Right now, the SWAT team has a van surrounded in the parking lot of a suburban fast food restaurant negotiating with a suspect inside. Prosecutors say New York State prison instructor Joyce Mitchell supplied hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch, and a screwdriver bit to two convicted murderers who escaped from an upstate New York prison a week ago. Mitchell is being held on $100,000 bond. State Police Commander Charles Guess also delivered a message to David Sweat and Richard Matt.
We're coming for you, and we will not stop until you are caught.
Hundreds of police have been searching the area around the prison since the pair cut their way out last weekend. A mall shooting in Iowa has left a woman dead and a suspect in custody. Witnesses reported hearing gunshots inside the popular Coral Ridge Mall in Coralville yesterday evening. They say the man shot at least one female victim and then fled. The suspect was nabbed during a traffic stop about 50 miles away. An explosion in Sweden's second-largest city blew apart a car and killed four people, including a young girl. Authorities say the cause of yesterday's blast in Gothenburg is unclear. It has seen a surge in violent conflicts between rival criminal gangs in the city, including a restaurant shooting back in March that left two people dead. This is AP Radio News. Second hack of federal records exposes sensitive data for both military and intelligence personnel.
Several officials say hackers linked to China appear to have gotten access to sensitive information submitted by intelligence and military personnel seeking security clearances. It's believed the hackers accessed forms requiring personal information about things like mental illnesses, bankruptcies, and a list of relatives, potentially setting up foreign relatives of intelligence personnel to coercion. It's the second cyber breach of federal records revealed in a week, and this one could dramatically compound the damage done. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
At least 20 Afghan police officers are dead in Taliban attacks.
Taliban fighters overran police checkpoints in one particular district of Helmand province, which has long had a history of Taliban presence, if not a Taliban control.
That's the AP's Lynn O'Donnell reporting from Kabul. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. You can add protein cold foam to your favorite drink or try one of our new protein lattes or matcha. Try it today at Starbucks.